Learning to live clutter-free is a popular trend in today's culture, and no doubt you'd like to get rid of some junk from your house, but what about the junk collecting in your soul? I'm John Fuller, and on a recent Focus on the Family broadcast, Jim Daly and I talked with Pastor Levi Lesko about his book, I Declare War, Four Keys to Winning the Battle with Yourself.
Levi, it sounds like you have a similar garage problem that I have, and our listeners are familiar with my angst about the garage and how quickly, after I clean it, it becomes very dirty, and this has been the bane of my existence. But you also are an online shopper, and your garage fills up with cardboard boxes. Mine is just, you know, everyday stuff. But what was your revelation with all your boxes, and what did you do about it?
Well, first of all, I have an idea for UPS, and that would be that every time they bring a new box, if you left them out on the porch, that they would take an old box away.
Or three or four.
Yeah. And like, it could be an optional service you add on, you
I
know,
like it.
Or a little extra money, or I don't know what it would be. But that, if anyone from UPS is listening, please help us. But this Amazon Prime thing has overwhelmed our lives with cardboard boxes, and the recycling bins and the trash bins that come from the neighborhoods, they just don't seem to be adequate to keep up with the demand of everything coming on the internet. And so my box is, it's a shameful thing. And and sometimes it's like you can't even walk in there. It's just boxes. So what I decided to do was once a Sunday every other week, I would cut them all down and put an audiobook on or something in my headphones and just cut them all down and take them to the recycling plant. And kind of I made it a cathartic thing. And now I look forward to it because it's like kind of time alone and I'm just listening to a good book or, you know, whatever. And as I was throwing them away, I realized my garage is going to be a lot better feeling because I got rid of old things. And then God kind of spoke to me, well, Levi, what about all the junk that collects in your soul? What about all the detritus that's there? And so what I started to do was to make it a time where any hurt feelings or any kind of things I had been thinking about but hadn't pinned down, or just kind of was a chance for me to just offload stuff to God. Because the Bible says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. And once I get rid of those boxes, they're not in my life anymore. Huh. And I just would encourage people to, whatever that looks like, maybe as an exercise, maybe it's taking out the trash. Every time you pull out that bag and walk it out to the curb, just say, hey, what else is in my life that I need to give to God in this moment? Because if you let it accumulate, your life will be full of stinking thinking and rotten feeling. But you need to get rid of those things.
That is great. It's so simple to think that way, and it is a good cue for you to think about what God sees in that moment in your own life. That's wonderful.
So what's the takeaway, Jim, for you in the garage? What are you going to do?
Oh, it's keep cleaning out.
Yeah, it's like the Golden Gate Bridge. They paint it one side to the other, and when they get down to the other side, they start all over again, right?
I'm going to have a massive cleaning party. That's what
I had a big purge last week. It feels so good right now.
Yeah, I'm right on the verge of my next purge.
I'm on the verge for a purge. It's like Top Gun. We feel the need for speed.
That's it.